A diet pill company has threatened to sue a medical expert who criticised its product. The company Undo It claims its pills can reverse the effects of junk food. But Public Health Authority Dr Ken Harvey disagrees. He's now been threatened with a defamation suit, and not for the first time. His lawyer says the legal threats are bad for public debate, and he says Australia's defamation laws need to be reformed. Liz Hobday reports.
Undo It says three of its pills can undo the calories in a hamburger, while two pills can remove the fat from a slice of chocolate mud cake. But back in May, public health expert Dr. Ken Harvey from La Trobe University told the ABC he believed there was no scientific evidence to support these claims, and he'd made a complaint to the industry's advertising regulator. His lawyer, Elizabeth O'Shea, says Undo It has told Dr. Harvey his statements have defamed the company.
It doesn't seem to have dimmed his desire to speak out against what he sees as misrepresentations about a product. Capabilities or worth. So he seems to be doing fine, but obviously from a broader perspective, it is troubling when companies suggest that making a complaint to a regulator constitutes defamation.
Dr. Harvey is defending the claims, but it's not the first time a diet company has issued legal threats against him. Last year, he was left with a $42,000 legal bill after he was sued by the company SensorSlim. Elizabeth O'Shea.
Dr. Harvey made a complaint about them to the relevant regulator, and for his trouble, he received a writ alleging defamation for that complaint. Those proceedings occurred in New South Wales, and Dr. Harvey successfully defended himself in those proceedings, and shortly after they were dismissed, another writ was filed in Queensland by a director of SensorSlim, and Dr. Harvey also defended that proceeding successfully as well.
Elizabeth O'Shea says it's the first time she's seen defamation threats used against a medical expert, and she says that's a worrying development for public debate on health products and their regulation.
The message that's sent is that if you speak out, you may be subjected to a defamation writ. Now, clearly there's ways of defending that, and there's lots of defences available within the law of defamation, but just the threat of litigation can be very troubling.
She claims litigation like that underway against Dr. Harvey works against participation in public debate, and she says Australia's defamation laws need to be changed to identify these types of cases early in the legal process and limit their costs.
This is not even recognised as an issue in Australian law, and my view is we probably need to take steps to greater protect people who might find themselves in this predicament.
Last week, the Therapeutic Goods Administration's advertising regulator ordered Undo It to retract its ads, ruling they had not been verified and they were misleading. The Undo It pills have been withdrawn from the market, and the company is now marketing what it says is a new formulation called Undo It Plus. Dr. Ken Harvey has already lodged a complaint about Undo It Plus with the advertising regulator. The company Undo It has previously told the ABC its product is effective and backed by clinical studies. It did not return calls last night.
Liz Hobday reporting from Melbourne.